Time now for sports with Anthony Verasso.
Oaks Public Schools may be coming close to hiring a new activities director, but some changes may be in order. In May, the Oaks School Board approved the resignation of Brennan Hack, who was the Oaks Activities Director. Since Hack's resignation, the Oaks School Board has been advertising for a part-time activities director. Now the school board will be considering shifting it to a full-time position. Oaks didn't waste any time yesterday getting back in the win column as they defeated Ellendale 15-0 in three innings in some Legion baseball. The game lasted for a total of 57 minutes as Oaks scored a total of 11 runs in the second inning. Oaks improves to 11-3 on the season and will face Enderlin on Thursday on the road for their final regular season game before their regional tournament scheduled from July 19th through the 22nd in Enderlin. The 91st MLB All-Star Game was played last night in Colorado at Coors Field. The AL All-Stars picked up the 5-2 victory, and Toronto Blue Jays first baseman Vladimir Guerrero Jr. was named the game's MVP. He homered back in the third inning, and Mike Zunino also homered for the AL. Shohei Ohtani picks up the victory for the American League and went 0-2 at the plate. For the National League, they got a solo home run from Phillies catcher JT Realmuto in the fifth and would score another run in the sixth on a pass ball. Twins DH Nelson Cruz went 0-1 in his only plate appearance, and lefty Taylor Rogers did not make an appearance in the ballgame. And hey, if you forgot about the NBA, I don't blame you, as the finals resume tonight in Milwaukee for Game 4 with the Suns holding the 2-1 series lead. And also in basketball news, Team USA beats Argentina yesterday 108-80 in some exhibition play. The Minnesota Wild make some news yesterday as they announced that they will be buying out the remaining 4 years on the contracts of forward Zach Parise and defenseman Ryan Suter. Both players signed identical 13-year, $98 million contracts back in the summer of 2012. This will give the team some cap flexibility and also gives them two open protection slots with the NHL expansion draft on the horizon for next week. Parise, who is from Minnesota and played his college hockey at the University of North Dakota, and Suter will both become free agents July 29th. For more news and sports anytime, go to our website, newsdakota.com.